On October 7, 1897, Captain Samuel T. Hamilton was elected Marshal of the Baltimore Police to succeed Marshal Jacob Frey. Marshal Hamilton, a veteran officer of the Civil War and a man of indisputable courage and integrity. For many years following the war between the states, he had served on the western frontier and took part in the unremitting campaigns against the Sioux and other Indian tribes. At the time, Indian tribes were constantly waging war upon the settlers and pioneers as they pushed their way toward the setting sun, building towns and railroads and trying to conquer the wilderness and its natural dwellers. In the Sioux Campaign of 1876, when General George A. Custer and his command, outnumbered 10-1 by the Indians in the valley of the Little Bighorn, were annihilated, Captain Hamilton and his troops rode day and night in a vain effort to reinforce Custer and his sorely pressed men. The battle at Little Bighorn took place on June 26, 1876, when the 7th United States Cavalry rode and fought to their deaths. Just one day later, on the 27th, Captain Hamilton and the reinforcements arrived. Some say General Custer tried to talk with Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull, telling them they should choose peace, because more U.S. troops would be there in the next few days. To this, Crazy Horse was said to have replied, "Then today is a good day to die." We don't know how true this quote is, as it was not found anywhere in print until August 14, 1881, more than 6 years after the battle. Captain Samuel T. Hamilton and his troops were exhausted from their terrific ride across the country. Still, Captain Hamilton and his troops fought through the rest of the campaign, which resulted in Sitting Bull, the great Indian war chief, being driven across the Canadian frontier. Marshal Hamilton brought to his office pronounced ideas of a semi-military discipline for the police, what is called today a paramilitary organization, and it may be said that many of the military forms which were adopted under his administration have been of great service to the department in the matter of the individual carriage and conduct of the members when on the street. Ex-Marshal Hamilton, after ceasing his connection with the police department, was raised to the rank of major in the United States Army and granted a pension commensurate with that rank. Accustomed to an active life, he requested the War Department to give him employment, and he was assigned to take charge of the Army Recruiting District, with headquarters in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where he died in 1906.